Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are joined today by one of my favorite people, just because nobody writes a book or makes a morale patch like this guy. He is the original student of the gun. His name is Professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, I guess you could say I'm the OG.
You are the OG. I'll give you an OG. I'll give you the... I don't know. How old were you when you started shooting?
I don't know. You count when my grandfather put a BB gun in my hand at age 10?
I do.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, how old was that? 10?
10, 11, something like that.
And how old are you?
Old enough to know better.
All I was going to say was I'm probably a little older than you, and I still give you the original OG despite certain facts of in the timeline.
Did you have slant pocket greens, or were yours camouflage?
What, when I was in the military?
When you were in the Army, yeah.
Are you talking about on the dress uniform?
No, your original utilities, were they slant pocket greens or were they woodlands?
Oh, no, they were woodlands.
So you're not that old.
I was in the military in the 80s.
Yeah, they adopted the woodland officially in 83.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I came in at a time when they were, as a matter of fact, somebody gave me a set of the jungle fatigues that had the slant pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were great. They were a little big, but I thought they were stupendous. Loved them.
Oh, no, those were fantastic uniforms. They were light and airy, and they weren't too tight. They were, quite frankly, they're a better design than the BDUs.
Well, I mean, the original BDUs, the big temperate zone ones, that was what I was issued, and that's what I... In Germany, that was great after the fall. But after you spend one winter in Germany, when the spring comes around and it hits 70 or 75, that feels like a heat wave.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came out with the rip stops, which had little tabs on the back so you could have little vanity tabs so you could look a little smaller if you wanted to.
Oh, man.
If you remember those. And
We called those rip start uniforms because Because as soon as you snag them on a piece of barbed wire, when you snag those things on barbed wire, and it was all over with.
Yeah.
It would rip right off.
The thing about those uniforms, though, and I was talking about this today, I never wore out a pair or a set. Never wore out a set.
Oh, no, I did. Of course, I wasn't part of the rich boy club like you were. I was in the Marine Corps. I was in the Army where they give you a fresh uniform every longer.
The rich boy club. We did actually have a rich boy. One of my guys who was the biggest drunk and the best guy. I mean, he was just a lot of fun. But I mean, on payday, forget about it. And he later got out and went back in, and now he was a chaplain by this time. But his father was the big executive for Polydor Records back when record companies were still a thing.
That's right.
So, you know, when we got our civilian clothes and he pulls out his stuff, and I'm like, oh, dude, what is this? So. But no, I wasn't in the rich boys club. But nobody that's rich joins the military in the enlisted ranks.
No, the Army is the rich boys club compared to the Marine Corps, man. But when I was in Desert Storm, I was in Okinawa. We were doing jungle warfare, ironically enough, when Hussein invaded Kuwait, and we came out of the jungle all funky and filthy and dirty,
Right.
And we had a battalion formation, which never happens. And we had, like, you know, impromptu, immediate emergency battalion formation. And the lieutenant colonel came out, and he's like, okay, in a word, he's like, jungle warfare is off, desert warfare is on, stand by to stand by, we're going to the desert. And we all like, what? Well, they rolled up with deuce and a half filled with freaking crates of those six-color chocolate chip desert uniforms that had been in storage for forever, you know, just in case we had to go fight in the desert. And we were issued two tops, two bottoms.
Yeah.
And I was issued those in August, and I left Saudi Arabia, Kuwait area in the following April. And that's what we wore. That's what I wore for the whole time. I would switch back and forth between the two. But they were kind enough to save and hold back a bunch of uniforms so that when we got off the plane in the United States, we didn't look like homeless people. So they gave us brand new uniforms. That's the military. Brand new uniforms to fly home with. And brand new boots to fly home with. Well, I didn't get any boots because I was a corporal and I was a size 12, and they were all out of my kind of boots before I got them. Yeah. Did you guys tune in? You're like, man, I didn't know I was going to get a history of the military uniform today.
Yeah, but
you're welcome.
I mean, I don't get to reminisce with anybody that talks about the stuff back in the... You know, the other thing I was talking about is that I had numerous pairs of boots. And I did that primarily. I did that as soon as I got out of basic training. I got a bunch of boots so I could keep them polished. I could polish them all on the weekend and then not have to polish any during the week. And then I get into permanent party where nobody polishes their boots.
Well, there is a difference between where you were and what you did. Like, for instance, when I was on sea duty, we had uniform inspection every 3 days or every 2 days, depending on the guard mount. So it was either every 2 days or every 3 days they had uniform inspection, and they had to be spit shine. Buffed, brush buffed was nowhere near good enough.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I got in, when I was in the infantry, when I was full-time infantry with six Marines, it was just good enough to brush buff them. The only time I don't think most of those guys knew how to spit shine. The only time we ever got really crazy is like for a battalion commander's inspection or something like that. But for general everyday, brush buff was good enough. But let me tell you what, man. When I was on the forest hall for that 2 years as part of the Marine detachment, we had guys that were good. I mean, their stuff looked like glass. It was good. You know, you use the diaper. You get a cotton diaper. Do they even make cotton diapers anymore?
The diaper that they used to sell us was, it looked like a really thin, threadbare handkerchief. It wasn't like the soft diaper. I think they do, but I don't know where you'd find them.
Oh, yeah, that's what we would have. That's how we buffed them out, and that's how we spit shined them. You had a 100% cotton diaper that you would use as part of your boot polishing kit. These kids today, they don't even know how to polish a boot. They're all freaking desert boots with the suede crap. They've never seen polish.
The new buck. When I got into Europe, the way I got past that was you could not spit shine the Herman Survivor, and that was what. So everybody had Herman Survivors. And they were watertight, and they were semi-insulated. I mean, they were good boots in Germany, good hiking boots. So that's where we all went in Germany, or we got the German. The German Herman combat boots, which were very warm, but that's all beside the point. This is the latest episode of reminiscing about the uniforms you were issued in the military. My guest today, of course, is Paul Markle. Paul, how do they find you?
Studentofthegun.com.
There, that's a portal that fans out. It is
a Pandora's box.
Yeah. It would look like you should get an animation of the way that fan, you know, student of the gun, little block student of the gun, then it breaks off into nodes, and then those nodes break off. You ought to do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to the professor, Paul Markle, from Student of the Gun. So I've done a couple of projects since the last time you and I spoke.
And you said you were going to.
One project was an elimination project. So I still like custom guns. And I'm still going to have custom guns, but I'm probably going to carry a stock gun as my day-to-day carry, and I pretty much have settled on one type.
Okay. handgun.
A handgun, yeah. I have settled on the SIG P320.
The P320.
I wondered
what
your thoughts
were. Not the 365.
Well, I have a 365, and that's a good gun to carry when you throw your back out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be upright and walking around, and you can carry a more shootable gun, I think you should carry a more shootable gun. Yeah.
It's funny that we refer to the 320 as a large gun. I was like, that's a big gun. No, it's actually him. I had a police chief way back in the olden days when we had rotary phones and stuff.
Yeah.
I had a police chief who carried a Smith & Wesson Model 29 as his day-to-day gun. But then when he had back issues, he carried a Smith & Wesson Chief Special. Which I always thought was hilarious. Like, you're carrying a literal, not figurative, cannon. I think a back issue you need to carry a little pew-pew.
Right.
Pew. And his Chief Special was so freaking old. It was chambered in .38 Smith & Wesson.
Wow.
Yeah. And people were like, no, there's no such thing. It's a .38 Special. No, Junior. Go get an encyclopedia. That was a .38 Smith & Wesson. Yeah, that's how old we are. But so you're carrying now the stock 320 you're carrying is a 9mm, right?
Yes. Although I have two different types. I have the stock one, and I have the X carry compact. I have the X carry full, but I wanted the X carry size, which is sort of like the Glock 45 size with the fuller grip and the same, you know, smaller. So the only thing I could come close to that with was the M18. The one with the one, yeah.
Does it have the thumb safety? Does it have the Army thumb safety on it?
It has the Army thumb safety on it.
Has the Army thumb safety. Because they have to have a thumb safety.
They do indeed, yeah.
Because they're like that. They're that way.
Well, you know, it has been adopted by the Marine Corps, too, now.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, the Marine Corps doesn't get to adopt jack squat. The Army procurement buys everything, and then they're like, oh, we bought all this stuff, and if you want guns, this is what you're going to have. I mean, that's how they ended up with the Beretta and so forth. But
yeah,
the only people that get any leeway are the SOCOM people, because they have their own budget, and they can just buy whatever they want. Which always cracks me up, though, when like a SOCOM unit will buy an XYZ or whatever, and people get all jacked. They're like, oh, did you hear the Marine Corps carrying a 1911 again? It's like, the Marine Corps bought 12 Desert Brown 1911s, and Springfield got really excited and told everyone. But, that's not what you're going to get. If you join the Marine Corps tomorrow, Junior, you're not going to get to carry a Desert Tan Springfield 1911. I think it was the Springfield, wasn't it? Or was it a Colt?
Yes, it was a Springfield.
It was
I think it's a Springfield, yeah.
I think it was.
Very handsome gun.
Oh, yeah. And remember when the SEALs went and they got the Mark 23, that huge monster 8K pistol kit, and they came in briefcases with all the accessories and everything?
Yep.
Cans and mags and I don't know, they might have even had shoulder stocks. I can't remember, but they should have, as big as they were.
Right.
But I had a good friend that I used to contract with, and he was a retired SEAL, and he says, oh yeah, we got those things. He said they lived in the armory, because every once in a while we would go out and, you know, burn some .45 ACP ammo up, because we never carried them. He said, never once did I carry it in the field, because I always carried a SIG in the field, because those things were too big. He said, but we had them, and they were fun toys. I was like, you're welcome.
Do they have a holster for them?
I believe they had one, but it was enormous. I remember when somebody came out with a holster for that would accommodate it suppressed. And you put that thing on your leg, and it basically goes from your hip bone to below your knee.
Well, that, you know, that part of it, that that sounds like a golf bag.
I actually have a chest rig for a suppressed gun.
out.
Well, what you're a pretty tall guy, so does it hit you from shoulder to the falling hip?
No, not really. No, I put a Glock 17 with a suppressor right in the middle of my chest, and it rides okay. It runs fine. Because you can't put them in a regular holster. But if you're going to carry a suppressed pistol, you need something to do with it so you can use both your hands. I've got a rake where you can put it right.
What I'm thinking about doing with the M18, which I just like that profile for some reason. I'm not overly thrilled that it has a safety on it, but I can. It's a very interesting setup the way it is, because when the safety's on, you can still pull the slide back. The trigger does not activate, but you can still pull the slide back. But I'm thinking, I'm trying to get in touch with Parker Mountain Machine and see if I can pick up a couple of their compensated barrels for the P320. And I'm gonna put a dot on this thing too, because it's already optics ready, and I'm gonna Frankenstein it up, you know. And it'll be the same size as a full size gun if I do that, and that's no big deal. Not to me. I can carry the full size gun and conceal it.
There you go. There you go. If you put a compensator on it, you can start out your gunfight blind.
I can.
Yes, and that's an advantage. You can start out your gunfight blind.
I got to go shoot it this weekend, and I will see whether I want to pursue the compensated part of it. I just, you know, I would not get rid of the other barrel if I got one of those, because there would be other times when you can get a little too gadgety, I think, with your carry gun sometimes.
Remember when Glock did that? Because the American gun buyer was convinced they had to have that the recoil was so massive from a Glock pistol that they had to have compensated barrel. Dear Lord in heaven.
Did that happen after they tried to put a .40 caliber into the same size? You know what? Let's ask this question when we get back. Let me ask this question when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Paul Markle at the Student of the Gun. And then once you get there, however you want to look him up, whether you want to read his stuff, you want to look at his stuff, you want to watch his stuff, you want to order his stuff, he has a way for you to do that at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News. The Louisiana Supreme Court has denied an appeal filed by plaintiffs in the ongoing legal battle over the state's abortion ban, allowing the ban to stay in effect. The ruling marked a major blow to abortion rights advocates and providers who had hoped that the ban would be blocked for the third time. House Democrats want to proceed with the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation on the budget, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun. Do you want to hear about my other project now?
Oh, I can't wait. I thought that's what we were going to talk about first, but yeah.
My first project.
Is it a pistol?
Technically.
Is it an RCP?
What's an RCP?
Rifle caliber pistol.
Yes. I've never heard to. I don't think of those in those terms. Okay. I'll be honest with you. I think of those in a whole different term. And when I think of these, the first thing I think is, why does a pistol caliber carbine even become a thing when you can go this route? So yes, this
well,
is
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's RCP. So I got the base gun from Spike's Tactical,
mm-hmm.
and I put a SP Tactical SBA-3 on the back of it.
Yes.
Put a Holosun 403 on top of it. Some Fab Defense backup sights, because I just happened to have those in a drawer because they've been kind enough to send them to me as the backup sights. Put a M-Lock Magpul angled foregrip on the front of it. It came with the R2 muzzle device.
Oh, you're pushing it. You're pushing it, huh?
I'm pushing it. It's 8-inch barrel.
Oh, you're pushing it.
Eight-inch barrel.
You got a can on the thing?
I'm going to get a can made for it.
Oh.
I'm going to get a can made for it. I don't own anything by NFA yet, but I will put a can on this one, because that was the whole... When this was being thought out... the whole thought of it was that it would end up suppressed.
Well, in the meantime,
yeah.
What you need to do is you need to call your boys at Spike and go Barking Spider.
Barking. Well, the R2 that's on it, I love the R2 just because, you know, 5.56 doesn't jump around a lot anyway. The R2 makes it not jump around.
No, but it's noisy as fudge.
Yeah, well, you know, that's okay. I'm wearing hearing protection. Anybody dumb enough to stand beside me while I'm pulling the trigger on that, I don't know what to do about it.
But really?
One kicker.
I'll make sure I'm not standing next to you.
Well, I don't ever get... I never... Well, I guess if the Zambies came, there might be somebody beside me, but I'd probably try to get a little further out front. Anyway, yeah. I digress. Put a Olight Odin on the front of it. That's an interesting light. It actually vibrates when you... Yeah.
It vibrates?
So it vibrates. Yeah. Zzz, and then it's lit when it's doing it, but it's a very interesting light.
Hmm.
And it's in 300 blackout. Which is the only hindrance for me, because I'm having a hard time finding 300 blackout that doesn't... I mean, that apparently is like rare earth metal.
Oh, man, I tell you what. So, yeah, I recall when that was the new hotness.
Yeah.
I mean, not when J.D. Jones invented it 30 years ago and called it the 300 Whisper, but when they stole it, when they stole his cartridge from him and called it the 300 Blackout. I remember back when that was the new hotness. Like,
right.
It was right around 9-10. 10, I guess it was, maybe. 10 going into 11. But that was it. That was the new hotness. And, you know, I've been, you know, it's like you, I've been around for a little while. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. Now, that cartridge, it's weird because they call it the blackout, because the original design, you know, J.D. Jones designed that specifically to be a subsonic cartridge.
Right.
And he's like, well, if you subsonic a .22, you know, if you take a .22 caliber bullet and you make it subsonic, it's just like, fart in the wind, you know?
Right.
So he's like, well, but if I could take a heavy bullet and make it subsonic, you know, make it 950, 990 or whatever, then it might actually still be capable of doing something because it's still got a little bit of mass behind it.
Right.
So the original idea was everybody's going to shoot this thing suppressed, you know, with the big heavy bullets. And then, of course, you know, reality is, the majority of the people aren't going to shoot it suppressed. I said, well, if we're not going to shoot it suppressed, there's no point in shooting 220s at 900 feet per second or whatever. Let's do lightweight stuff, 125s or whatever. And I don't even know what it's going. What is it going like? 2400? When it's supersonic? I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head.
It's pretty zippy for that.
Yeah, like 22 or something like that. But anyway... But the problem with that is, if you zero, red dot's not that big of a deal because you're just, you know, shooting across the street anyway. But, at any distance, you can't just zero one optic and go back and forth, quiet and not quiet.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
When I put the suppressor on it, it will probably stay on it. It probably won't come back off.
Yeah. Because the trajectory of that, of the subsonic, is like a rainbow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like shooting a .45 ATP. You know,
at distance.
At 100 yards. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is the only shortcoming I see to it, was the caliber pick. I went by somewhere the other day, and I picked up 200 rounds for $279.
Ouch!
Yeah. So I have enough now to take it out and maybe go shoot 3 magazines out of it to review it and everything. And because I'll be honest with you, I've never shot 300 blackout before. Don't know nothing about it.
Oh, bro, I've been working that cartridge since it was new. I've got an AR in it and I've got a bolt gun. And the thing about the bolt gun is, it's with the subsonic in a can, it's insanely quiet. It's quieter than a .22 bolt action with the can. It goes click, whoop.
That's interesting.
It goes click, whoop. And you definitely can hear the bullet whoop when it gets down range. Now, it's not a long distance gun by any stretch of the imagination. It's a good 75-yard gun, maybe 100 if you're pushing it. Do you recall when the I guess it was the seventh seal cracked and the Freedom Group, which owned Remington, purchased AAC.
Yes.
You remember that? And they purchased AAC, and they purchased, they had New England, they owned New England Firearms. I think they owned, did they own New England or Harrington Richardson? I can't remember which one they bought.
They owned a lot of stuff. They owned DPMS.
Yeah, they bought DPMS. They bought AAC. They bought Montana Rifles. They bought a whole bunch of stuff.
What was the name of that 45 ACP that was a? It was the first double stack that I'd ever seen of a 45 ACP in a 1911 configuration.
Oh, the Para-Ordnance.
Para-Ordnance. They bought Para-Ordnance.
Yeah, they bought Para-Ordnance.
Bushmaster, all those guys.
Yeah, and they bought Bushmaster too. And most of the young people are like, what are these companies he speaks of? I've never heard of them. But they were convinced that the 300 Blackout was the cartridge of the future. So they did a Remington bolt action called the Micro 7. I think it was called the Micro 700 or Micro 7 in 300 Blackout. And I got one of those. And I tell you what,
I want you to hold this up because I want to hear this in its entirety.
All right, well, hold that thought.
Because, like I said, I'm going to be taking it out day after tomorrow to shoot it the first time. All I know is the ammo is extremely expensive. I want a little more to go with me. Paul Markle is the creative mind behind studentofthegun.com. And there you will see a vast array of things. Ideas on how to train. Classes. Media coming out of your eye sockets. It's just a great thing. Go check them out, studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun, the OG. And he was explaining to me the beauty of the 300 blackout round, which I had known nothing about. So everything he tells me is an education. So please, sir, I had to interrupt you. Please pick it up.
Oh man, I was explaining the beauty of it. Was I?
No? Yeah.
Remington in their Freedom Arms collaboration thing, they did a single shot break open handy rifle in the 300 blackout. I don't think they make that anymore. I don't think they make the Micro 7. But I've got both of them. I was an influential member of the media back in the day.
Back in the day,
back in the old days. No, I'm no longer an influential member of the media. I don't do TikTok videos or I'm not an Instagram model. Yes, but anyhoozer, yeah, right. It's interesting. It's interesting that you would choose that. So, what did you get as far as ammunition? Did you get the Super or the Stub?
I got 150 grain UMC ammo.
Okay, so it's Super.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Listen, like I said, everything you tell me is an education. I didn't know there was a difference between Super and Sub, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Sub is like, most of the Sub is 220.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got the Super. If and when you put a can on it, you'll still get the supersonic crack. But the sub stuff, you don't get nothing.
Right.
You hear a click, and then with a gas gun, you'll hear some gas will escape out of the action as the bolt's working. But with a closed bolt gun, they're really quiet. It's like if you needed to assassinate a pumpkin, at 50 yards, or a watermelon at 50 yards, that's a go-to cartridge right there.
Now, let me explain to you why I picked out the ammo I picked out.
Well, how did you come about that choice?
It was the only one that was available.
That's all they had.
Now, that's not true. They had some boxes of 20 that were like $30 a pop. I was in another gun shop that had more bulk ammo, but they weren't really, they had the boxes of them in bulk on top of the case because the 20-round box was $35. So they had 500 rounds. What's that? That's 20 boxes. So $700 for 500 rounds.
Hell, you might as well shoot 308 for that.
So what I probably will do, I also have a RCP, thank you for the terminology, in 5.56. So I will probably do a lot of training with that, and this will be in the truck. I will try to get enough to maybe have 6 or 8 magazines with me, spare magazines with me to put in the truck with it, and I've got this 5.11 bag that they sell. It looks like it can either be a bandolier or even a chest rig, but it's a bag. But it sets up a bunch of different ways, and I will put them in there and set it up and just not shoot it very often
Did you order your can yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, get a 30 caliber can. If you get like a 7.62, the model 7.62, I don't know what they're up to, not like 7.62 A1 or 7.62, whatever. But, yeah, get a 30 caliber can, like an AAC 30 caliber can, or for whomever, I don't give a crap. That's the best thing if you're going to have both 5.56 and 30s, because you can right. swap it back and forth between the two.
Really?
Whereas if you get, if you get like a dedicated 5.56 can, it's great, but you can't put it on your Blackout or your 308 or anything like that. And everything in between, like, for instance, I've got a 30 caliber can, so it works on 308, works on Blackout, it works on the 6.5 Creedmoor, it works on 5.56, it works on 6.8, so it works on everything in between. Yeah, that's what I tell people, unless you want to buy one can for each rifle, if you just, they're a little pricey for that, especially with Uncle Sam's tax on them. But, get a 30 caliber can.
So is there somebody out there that makes a muzzle device that would fit on the end of both guns? That is the same muzzle device with the can that'll just pop on it to where it's not a major.
Yeah. So you get something like a, just get like an AAC can. That's what I have. I have the 7.62. And you get the muzzle adapters, and you can just take it from your 30 caliber and put it right onto your 5.56. Bob's your uncle. Bing, bang, boom. Bob's your
uncle. Bing, bang, boom.
Easy as that. That's right. Easy as that, man.
Yeah, this one came out a little nicer than I intended for it to. The full size gun I have is an Aero Precision kit. Man, mm-hmm. every part of it except for the furniture is Aero Precision, and my goodness, it's just so slick, so smooth. I've had it for 2 or 3 years now, and I'm getting ready to do another one of those. But I'm sort of partial to these shorter configuration simply because they just seem a little more versatile to me when you're moving
around.
They're
handy.
Yeah.
They're super handy. That's why the scumbags at the AFT don't want us to have them, because they actually function well. They actually function well. It's like people have never used a 14-inch barrel shotgun. They're like, I never want a shotgun that small because it doesn't work. Yeah, I guess it does, and you know what you're talking about. They're crazy handy. They just are. And until you've used them, you don't realize. And then once you start using them, you're like, oh, now I see.
Mm.
The government wants to keep all the magic for itself. They don't have any of the magic.
I'm waiting to see how the whole, there was a court case before the Supreme Court with the EPA, where the Supreme Court ruled the EPA cannot unilaterally disrupt the energy sector, right? They can't make rules without any legislation to back it up. So I'm looking for the AFT.
You mean like the AFT?
Yeah.
Yeah, the AFT, just like ish making law via memorandum.
Yeah. So I'm looking for the AFT to be affected the same way. I'm sure that will get pressed. I'm sure Alan Gottlieb, he looked at that. And, I mean, Alan is a guy who will never let a good court case go to waste. He will go in there.
No. And it's a darn shame we got to, like, take off our hats and go to the court and beg for our constitutional right.
It is. But
it's spelled out right in front of us.
Yeah, I know.
All you have to read it.
25 permitless carry states, Bruin case, everything getting turned back. It's a good time to be a gun owner. With everything else that's going on,
believe it's a good time to be a gun owner.
Yeah.
But you need to do more than own them, brothers and sisters.
You need to go train with them, be proficient with them. So
you need to go to somebody that's like a professor.
Yes. Absolutely.
Can I tell you a really cool piece of good news before we run out of time?
You got 2 minutes. Go.
All right, 2 minutes. Go. You know we do the Beyond the Band-Aid Traumatic Life-Saving Training Class. We've been doing it for 10, 11, 12 years.
Yes, sir.
Well, we just did another one. We did one 2 weeks ago, right after we last spoke. We did one. And last Friday, a week ago Friday, we got a message saying that one of our graduates saved a guy's life with the training and the gear that he got that day.
Cool.
The guy had a broken arm. The arm broke. It snapped his radial artery. It cut his brachial artery.
Wow.
He had a tourniquet in his arm. They took him to the hospital. The doctor said, if you would not have done that, he would be dead.
Was it internal?
No, it was external. It was an open fracture through the skin.
Yeah, open fracture.
And it was... So, go team moment. Get training. Get training.
All kinds of training. It's an ensemble setup that you need, because if you're going to handle guns, you need to be able to handle wounds. So,
absolutely.
With somebody like Paul, where you can get it all in one fell swoop. There's some guys that are really good gun trainers. There's some guys that are really good trauma trainers. And then there's Paul, who is really good at both and probably sells some supplies for both of those to be worked out. Do you have your own blowout kit?
Yeah, we have a kit called the Pocket Lifesaver. We've had for about 10 years now.
I may have to look at one of those. That's one thing I don't have in my truck gun ensemble.
Come on, man.
Well, I mean, I've got one kit on it. I've got a dart kit. But the thing is, one kit for one person is not enough. If I'm out there and I have to pull out the truck gun, I need an aid bag just about. But anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, for good guys. Yeah, for
the good guys.
Bad guys are on their own.
Yeah, they can, you know. I don't have time to say it. But anyway, thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're welcome.
Paul Markle, student of thegun.com. Go check him out. He and check out the store, too. I always do that for Jared. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.